This is CKLB, the voice of Den and Day. I'm Stacey Arden-Smith, and you're listening to Take the Road Less Traveled, but always wear good moccasins. Chief McKenzie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So first I want to say thank you for giving me the time, as I know you're really busy with meetings. So the first question that I have for you, what did you learn from your elders as a young man that got you to be a leader?
Well, one good thing is, in a way, my parents pushed me to school. Go to school. My dad never spoke English, never went to no residential school. So he said, you can't be like me in the future. You gotta learn to read and write and get a good paying job. So he pushed me. It's like, that's what a lot of elders did. Some elders did that to their children. After I finished my grade 12, I realized I didn't know who I was, my culture. I was very poor on the land. I couldn't go on the land by myself. I don't know the danger of the land, the river, the lakes. I don't know the hunting grounds, the trails, the stories to those trails, and nothing like that. But I accumulated that on my own after grade 12. I went hunting, fishing, trapping full time with my dad, with my uncles, with elders, different elders. I taught in school, took over the cultural program, and ran programs reflecting our language and our culture. We use all different elders, couples, to go on the land for the young people. So what I'm trying to say is, for myself, as an example, I got my education, and I went as far as I could on the land. I can go on the land safely by myself now. Go for 1 week and come back and survive. But I know there are younger people that do that better than me because they've been on a lot longer than me, but I can hold my end. That's what it is. That's what I accumulate for myself. So I got two worlds. What my dad always told me is that when you work hard, and you work really hard, right to exhaustion sometimes, and you're proud of your work, and then you can stand up for yourself. You can speak for yourself. That's when you work hard, he told me, never be afraid of another human being, but be kind and friendly. That's how I got into politics after while I was teaching in the part-time politics. Today I'm full-time in politics, trying to help my people to be strong like you, and to be confident in self into the future, so we can sit back and watch them do more work than we did. Yeah?
What should our youth be thinking about if they want to be helpful to our people?
The young people today, we know what they're going through. And they know they're going through major, major social problems, more than when we were growing up. So the young people today, they have to go healing. They have to understand the healing process. They have to go on the land to heal. To go on the land to heal is a good opportunity to beef up their self-identity, their identity to the land, language, to be proud of them being brown people, brown-skinned people. As that is a must, I say. If they're strong identity, then they're strong individually. They have more confidence in themselves in how to handle things of today. A lot of us went through that. We went to residential school. We lost our identity. Some of us, we got it back. We're lucky we got it back. But what I'm saying to the young people is, if they're listening, is listen. to the elders. Listen to your parents. Don't need to talk back to them. Just listen and take what you can take from them talking to you. And then it's up to you the rest of the way, because if they listen and they choose for themselves, and they will understand better what we're trying to say to the young people, because the future for our young people is through education. There is no future in dropping out of school. There is no future in dealing with drugs, doing drugs, alcohol. There is no future. So we want our young people, our young generations, to be confident in themselves, to stand on their own two feet, on their own, anywhere in the world. Some of us do that because we have two worlds. We have the strong background of our tradition, cultural world, language, and all that, and we have academic background. We can take on any jobs if we choose to. So you're strong in academic, you're strong in your culture. You're like one person but have two worlds. That's what they say, strong like two. So I think to get young people to get there, they have to learn how to listen really good to their parents, to the elders. That's what I would give the message to young people. We need them. We need their energy, we need their strength, we need their capability to take things on further, what's coming to us, the major projects, the businesses, everything has come to us. We want them to be ready and confident.
Mm-hmm. Those are good words. Well, I really appreciate the time that you took for me. Masicho, thank you so much.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Always good to have a support.
Masicho.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, bye.